because what's the point of that? So we took a bit of a risk with the storyline. It's very dark and it takes on sort of unaliving and end of life discussion. So it really takes on a very deep and dark subject matter. But it was really an exploration of manipulation that I was after. I've been fascinated by this notion of sort of be careful who you trust when you're at your most vulnerable. And so that's what this film really is about. It's about making sure you don't end up in hands of people that are stronger than you, hypothetically, or more ruthless than you, because before you know it, there's no way out. And so I came up with this particular story, House of Abraham, and together we just pushed ahead. And I was lucky enough to have worked with both Natasha Henstridge and Lynn Shea before, so I could get the script into their hands at least. Of course, you never know if they're going to like it or if they have time to do it. And thankfully, in both of those cases, they really enjoyed the script and they came on board. And then Lisa cast pretty much the rest of the group out of Austin, Texas, where she's based and where we shot. Marvel Rex is a trans actor out of LA. So him we found via social media. Lisa okay. found him, and what a gift and revelation for him to come on board. So it's been so fun to meet these actors that I hadn't worked with before, and then also work with people that I love and have worked with many times before, like Lynn and Natasha. So it was a real gift.
It was once said, I had seen a video on TikTok, that everything up until your 40s is research. And you and I are a little bit older than 40, even though we look phenomenal.
Correct, you and I, yes.
We're timeless, we're ageless. We are the reason why beauty products are so scared and timid, because right. we still have to use children because they can't find many people like you and I, because the products aren't
clearly
you don't need them.
Right, exactly. What you said, exactly.
Do you feel that the timing is so serendipitous for you for this, because it feels monumental Emmy level for you?
Well, I think, you know, for me, when I'm in projects or when I write things, you always, as the artist, you have to ask yourself where, like, what is my, why this, why now, right? Why are we doing this film currently, and why does it have any relevance today? Because you can make films anywhere, any given time, for any given reason, but if you can't answer the question, why this, why now, I think, you know, maybe you haven't thought enough about it, right? I think it's very important to have a sort of an angle, a vision about why you're doing things. And so in this case, it was looking around me, you know, around the US, around the world today, and I see a lot of people being manipulated by people that have more power, that have more money, that are more ruthless, and they get backed into a corner where I don't think they intended to be, but that's sort of where they found themselves at. And so that was fascinating. And that's why I think hopefully it'll resonate with people beyond just being a good night of entertaining fun, hopefully.